While everybody was distracted by the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting and Iran, Bruce Springsteen was credibly accused of abusing dozens of young girls during his historic East Berlin concert tour in 1988. The victims claim that Springsteen, since revealed to be a close associate of Jeffrey Epstein, joined a VIP delegation to East Berlin before it came down in the late 80s. And their main interest wasn't Cold War diplomacy, it was children. But rather than reporting on the credible allegations coming out of Europe against Springsteen and a host of VIPs, the media have done everything they can to cover up the scandal, bury the allegations, and ensure the global child trafficking network, which is worth hundreds of billions of dollars per year, remains an open secret. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. We've known for months that Bruce Springsteen appeared hundreds of times in the Epstein files. The fully searchable Epstein database reveals he attended numerous private dinner parties with Epstein's closest associates, including Peggy Siegel, which is a red flag in itself. But when you cross-reference the emails with the confirmed dates, it becomes clear he was present in at least two private dinner parties in Europe, events attended by Tom Hanks and Bono, where we now know that human meat was on the menu, specifically child meat. It's a fact. Working class hero? Sure. Nothing says man of the people like human meat canapes and Chardonnay, with Bono, Hanks and the Epstein gang on the deck of a 200-foot super yacht in Cannes. We probably should have been tipped off by his close friendship with Barack Obama, the former president who flew $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizzas across state lines for a private party at the White House. No wonder Springsteen was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Obama, with a rogues gallery of other sexual terrorists. If you still can't see the pattern at this stage, you don't just need glasses, you need a lobotomy. The elite have been openly mocking us for years, committing their crimes in broad daylight, and daring us to say a word. Springsteen is no exception.
What's going on with that song, that Bruce Springsteen song, where he goes, hey little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? That's all I said. I just got... All I say is, why am I hearing this in a Chipotle? Like, that's not an appropriate thing to hear at the dentist.
It's not.
When they were recording it in the 70s, no one on the other side of the glass, when he was just like, is your daddy home? No one was like... Lean in on the mic and he's like, Bruce?
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
Yeah.
He's like, no, hear me out. I got a bad desire.
I forgot that's where it goes.
Dude, it's not...
It's not good.
It's everywhere. There's that Neil Diamond song. We love it. You hear it at Disneyland.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
There are plenty more examples. How about Gary Puckett and Union Gap serenading a girl he describes as much too young, telling her she better run for her life, because his love for her is way out of line. And if you think it couldn't get any more in your face or shameless, you're dead wrong. We're living in times when the elite are committing their crimes out in the open. Just ask Mark Wahlberg, who told his church congregation about a Hollywood party he attended when he was young, which featured Barack Obama and his friend Bruce Springsteen indulging in baby's blood in wine glasses. I remember thinking it was some kind of joke or weird art thing at first, Wahlberg said. But no one was laughing. It was treated as normal, like it was just another toast. If you still believe that adrenochrome is just some wild conspiracy theory, it's time you learned real history. Not the sanitized garbage in textbooks written by professional gatekeepers. And not the polished propaganda they push on the History Channel. Here's a declassified CIA training video from 1955, which proves government experimentation.
And furthermore, we are continuing our experimental work with hallucinogenic drugs, such as mescaline, cannabis, adrenochrome, etc.
This is the kind of history they've spent decades hiding from you. Take Bruce Springsteen's trip to East Berlin. Most people think he went there as some noble hero trying to bring the wall down. In reality, he went for the exact same reason so many other VIP elites did. East Berlin was the Ukraine of its time, a protected elite playground, a global hub for child trafficking where the normal rules didn't apply and the worst crimes were committed with total impunity. We're about to drop damning testimony that ties Bruce Springsteen to dozens of rapes and disappearances. The dangerous information the media is working overtime to bury. But first, I need to tell you something. A few years back, I used to work in the mainstream media. I'm not proud of it, but I was young and I needed the money. I applied for a contract that required a routine background check. Nothing major, and I wasn't that concerned. Then, everything stalled. Eventually, I heard it wasn't about anything I'd done. It was about the things I'd said. Old email threads, opinions, jokes, thought experiments. All sitting there in plain text. Easy to pull, easy to misinterpret without context. That's what stuck with me. Not paranoia, just the realization that email is not private. It's built to be searchable, accessible, and stored on systems that you don't control. Just ask Edward Snowden, or Ross Ulbricht and Martha Stewart. They learned the hard way. They served time based on what was in their emails. The industry tells you it's encrypted, like that settles it. But encryption on paper isn't the same as privacy in practice. Keys get stored, endpoints get exposed, and systems have backdoors, whether admitted or not. If you don't control the entire chain, it's not truly secure. That's why Bmail was created. This is one of the most exciting advancements in email tech I've ever seen. It's a game changer. The makers of VP.net have created the world's first subpoena-proof email provider. Last week, they made history and sent the world's first email that was actually encrypted through the entire delivery process. No plain text gaps, nothing sitting there waiting to be scanned. Real end-to-end privacy. Go to bmail.ag/r/tpv to see for yourself. For our audience, you can join for free and claim one of many custom domains so your identity stays yours. You can choose anything, and I mean anything, including at clinton.pizza. Stop trusting email that's doubling as government surveillance apparatus and start using email that was built to protect you. Thank God Hillary Clinton and John Podesta weren't using Bmail, or we would never have found out about Pizzagate. Now, let's get back to the boss and those East Berlin demons that are starting to rattle a lot louder. Because the Epstein files have now linked him directly to Epstein's inner circle, specifically the cannibal crew of Bono, Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Back in 1981, on the European leg of the River Tour, Bruce played a concert in West Berlin, on the west side of the divided German Republic. East Germans could not attend the concert due to political issues. During the tour of the city the day before, Stephen Van Zandt seemed very moved by the cold brutality of the Berlin Wall. This experience would lead to him leaving the band in 1984 to further pursue his solo career, focusing on social and political activism. Seven years later, in East Germany, the youth had become restless. They were starting to rebel against their country's separation and hard, Marxist-Leninist rule. The Free German Youth Organization attempted to relive some tension by bringing in the biggest Western musicians to play in their communist state. The government, afraid of an uprising in an already irritated society, agreed to have the biggest star in the world at that time, and importantly, not a Reagan supporter, Bruce Springsteen, play in their communist state as a way of appeasing their people. Before that, he was examined by the Stasi, the secret police and intelligence agency. According to the released files, 20,000 tickets alone were to be distributed to the partners of the cooperation. In East Germany, Bruce was a representation of an honest, hardworking man, and born in the USA, was very popular among the youth. Also, there was a myth of him supporting Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
The Sandinista rule is a communist reign of terror.
And he wasn't a Reagan supporter. Bruce Springsteen seemed like a perfect choice for the event and a way of appeasing the people. However, their plan backfired.
Springsteen is the perfect example of a globalist sellout, more concerned with raising money to fund the CIA cutouts known as USAID, and the chaos and destabilization the globalists are committed to ushering in around the world. But that's the public image. According to an Epstein victim, a woman still waiting for her day in Congress and still living in fear for her life, Bruce Springsteen routinely traveled to Europe to indulge in his fantasies. Fantasies far darker than most people's worst nightmares. The only reason he wasn't arrested after the carnage of his 1988 visit was that the communist regime refused to request his extradition from America. And when the wall came down, the records were conveniently discarded and everybody was given a clean slate.
I was trafficked into Jeffrey Epstein's world when I was 17. That's where I first heard about him. The rock star they called the Reaper in private, Bruce Springsteen. In those circles, his reputation was legendary. He didn't go to Eastern Europe for the applause or the history. He went there because it was a f***ing slaughterhouse with no rules. Communist bloc countries in the late 80s and 90s were perfect. Open human trafficking pipelines, corrupt police, and zero chance of extradition. A rich Western celebrity could do whatever sick shit he wanted, and no one would stop him. He didn't just rape those kids, he devoured them. The man has freakishly powerful jaws and teeth, and he uses them like an animal. He tore into their flesh while they were still screaming. Dozens, maybe over 100, vanished because of him in the late 80s. He used those teeth like weapons. He said the taste and the screaming gave him something no crowd ever could. I met him once in Budapest. I still remember the smell of blood on his breath and that disgusting, satisfied grin. The girls who were sent to him didn't come back the same, if they came back at all. And now we have the Epstein files. Thousands of pages released, but the worst parts are conveniently blacked out. The most depraved details about him, gone. Why? Because they are all protecting each other. Left, right, celebrity, politician, it's all one big club and they're all members. It's nothing but political theater while the rest of us are supposed to pretend we can't see the blood. The only scraps they didn't fully erase were the dinner parties. He's listed on multiple ones. That's where Peggy's notes get brutal. She wrote down the stories they were all telling, laughing, bragging about the horrors they committed in Europe like it was just rock star debauchery. Cannibal talk, torture stories, missing girls, all of it treated like jokes between friends. These people are not human. They are monsters in designer clothes who built empires on our children's bodies. And the world still cheers for him every time he steps on stage. The truth is uglier than any of us imagined, and it needs to come out.
Some things never change. Springsteen is still supporting communists, and his darkest secrets are still hiding in plain sight. He joined the roster of sex criminals to endorse Kamala in 2024, a list that includes J-Lo, Diddy, DiCaprio, Ellen, Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, and Tom Hanks, to name just a few.
I've only got one vote. And it's one of the most precious possessions that I have. That's why I'll be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Donald Trump doesn't understand what it means to be deeply American. On the other hand, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are committed to a vision of this country that respects and includes everyone. That's the vision of America I've been consistently writing about for 55 years.
The elite are desperate to censor the masses and ban free speech. They want to gain full control over social media, all over again. They're terrified of the truth that's coming out. Because they know the public will rise up and tear them from their ivory towers. Don't forget to check out Bmail, the next-gen privacy breakthrough for email that just sent the world's first email that was actually encrypted through the entire delivery process. It's actually subpoena-proof. And for our viewers, you can join for free. your real identity always stays private. Go to bmail.ag/r/TPV today and claim your free account. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue publishing and broadcasting the news that the mainstream media dares not touch. But we can't do it alone. We need your help to spread the truth far and wide. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored news and views, and to support the channel. I hope to see you there.